You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Now, I asked for this song specifically, Ireland.
Why?
Because I would like to once again shout out our friend Ray Rushell, who is a 49-year-old freshman football player at North Dakota State.
Guy doesn't know when to leave the college party.
I am trying to get him on
the
show.
He's in there with his members-only jacket.
Jorge bet me I could not get him on the show. I so far have struck out. I can't get to the backup linebacker for North Dakota State.
Yeah, call his mom's basement.
Hey, stop picking on mom's basement.
He's in the book. I'm sure you can find him that
Yeah,
way.
I'm sure he's in the book. Where is the book? That's what I thought, too. I'm like, oh,
do
just
phone
look
books
the book.
Still exist?
I've not seen one in a long time.
I haven't seen one either.
I honestly don't know the answer to that. If I wanted to go get a phone book, could I?
I don't think you can. Do they still even
stand.
Make? Yeah, get it, get it at the newsstand.
Hey, what about Thomas Guides?
No
could
way.
I bet you I could. I could still buy a Thomas Guide.
Bet you can't.
One from 1985.
Maybe off eBay.
Yeah.
You can get a Thomas guide, but no, people are on their Google Maps and their Apple Maps and their Waze.
You can go to yellowpages.com.
Is there such a thing? Yellowpages.com. Oh, there you go. Okay, I'll get to this guy. I will get to this guy if it kills. 49 years old. Look at him. All right, John, let's see. Let's set up this Kobe Bryant.
Okay, because I love this story. So, yeah. Kobe, there's a new Netflix special coming out next month called The Redeem Team. It's about the gold medal winning 2012 U.S. Olympic team.
Yep.
So they were trying to come up with ways to explain just how competitive Kobe Bryant is.
Right.
Or was. And so what you're going to hear here is you'll hear a setup by Mike Breen. The two best teams in the world in 2012 were Spain and the United States. Spain had won the gold medal previously. The U.S., remember, had that terrible situation in 08 where they brought all these guys back together to try and win the gold medal. So what you'll hear here is you'll hear Mike Breen, and then you'll hear from Dwayne Wade, LeBron, and Pau Gasol. And the backstory here is they were getting ready to play Spain, and Kobe told everybody he knew the first play they were going to run. He's watched every game, and Pau Gasol was going to set a screen coming in the middle, and Kobe said, I'm going to knock him on his ass. I'm going to hit him as hard as humanly possible. And everybody else said, wait a minute, isn't that your guy? He goes, he's not my guy right now. He's playing for them, and we're playing for a gold medal, and here is what happened next.
Now it's time for the United States to battle what many feel is their toughest foe in these Olympic Games, Spain. Both teams come in 3-0. They're the two best teams. They're the two gold medal hopefuls.
Kobe said he's going to set the tone to start the game.
It's LeBron.
And he said, I'm running through Powell's chest.
First play of the game, I'm running through Pau Gasol. We was like, what?
Man, you tripping. Like, that's your teammate. You tripping. You ain't about to do that.
He said, first play of the game.
Dwayne Wade.
I know what they're going to run. And he knew Powell's going to be the last screen. And he said, I'm running through
I swear, the first play of the game. We was like, holy.
He just went right to the middle of my chest, trying to get right through me to send a message, not just to me, but to his teammates. Say, hey, this might be my brother. I play with him, we're close, but I don't care about anything else but winning.
Wow.
All right, so that clip has gone viral.
Yep.
This is surreal, but all true. Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Eagles, showed that to his team on Saturday night, trying to get them to compete hard no matter what. That if you look across the line and you played in college with that guy or you know him or you know his wife, it doesn't matter. Knock them on their ass. You have to be concerned about winning and nothing else. So Sirianni, the coach of the Eagles, played the clip that you just played.
Yep.
The final score of that game, Eagles 24, Commanders 8. 24-8, Kobe's two NBA numbers. It is only the second time in NFL history since 1960 that a game has finished 24-8.
24-8.
Which is a weird number. There's a safety involved. Safety and two field goals for the Commanders.
Yep.
Philadelphia 24, Washington 8.
After he played the clip.
After he played that clip on Saturday night.
Wow.
How just weird is that?
Yeah, that's just so weird.
And wait, if you watch this, and you can find it, and the Redeem Team, I think, debuts on October 8th. I don't know how Kobe didn't get thrown out. He basically, first play of the game, and he treated him like Kobe said, I'm a safety, and Powell is a receiver coming over the middle. And Powell moves to the middle of the key, and Kobe just lays him out.
Right.
Goes right into the middle of his chest and knocks him as hard as he possibly can about 6 feet across the floor. And they call a foul on Kobe, and they just keep playing.
Yep.
And LeBron and Dwayne Wade and those guys were like, oh, my God.
Killer.
This guy doesn't care. I mean, there's no way we're losing this game. And, of course, they went on to win the gold medal. But that's, I mean, you hear Mamba mentality. Are you watching Legacy?
Yeah.
So Legacy last night, it comes out, if you guys want to watch it, right when it drops. It drops at 9 o'clock on Sunday nights.
Yep.
So last night I watched it, and this was all about Mamba mentality and how ridiculously competitive Kobe used to be. And so if you're not watching Legacy and you're a Laker fan, you should. You'll enjoy it. You'll hear from everybody. And last night was the right after they traded Shaq and Phil comes back.
Right.
And they get back to the finals and how they did it. It was right when they traded for Powell and how they did it. And so that's where they are in the arc. They're going to go all the way to the bubble championship. It started when Dr. Buss bought the team, and it's going to end when they win the title in the bubble. So it was episode 8 last night.
Now, do you know a lot of people? I mean, obviously, you know a lot of people. I don't know casual fans that are watching. I know, like, hardcore fans who are watching, but not casual fans.
Everybody I know is watching it, but sure. I know Laker fans.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah, I think I've got a biased sample size. But, yeah, everybody I know, I like it a lot. Bergman, you're not into it, right?
It's not that I'm not into it. I just, I've seen enough of this stuff. I like it, but I'm not interested.
Is it fair to say, and I don't mean to disparage the Legacy show, but is it possible that we've just OD'd on too many sports documentaries?
Well, yes. Or you could say
there are too many of them.
Or specifically, you could say too many Laker documentaries. Because all in a row, Winning Time, They Call Me Magic, and Legacy came out all within a span of 3 months of each other.
Right.
This happens every once in a while. I remember, you know who Steve Prefontaine is?
Oh, sure, the runner.
Okay, so it's actually a really interesting story, his life story.
Is he the one that Phil Knight made the shoes for?
Right.
Right.
Bill Bowerman made the shoes. Bill Bowerman founded Nike with Phil Knight.
Right.
Bill Bowerman was the track coach at Oregon. And so literally two movies about Steve Prefontaine came, one starring Jared Leto as Prefontaine, the other one starring Billy Crudup as Prefontaine, came out in the same 3 months. They were competing movies. One's called Without Limits. I think that's the one with
Crudup. Without Limits and Donald and Sutherland?
Yeah, Crudup and Donald Sutherland in the same one. And then the one with Jared Leto, it's Arlie Ermey.
Yes,
Bowerman.
Arlie Ermey. Yeah, great actor.
And they're both good.
Yeah.
But it kind of oversaturated the story.
The Prefontaine market. There are literally two movies coming out at virtually the same time.
It's and it happens every once in a while, and that's just what happened with Lakers. I'm a Laker lover, so I'm consuming all of this and liking all of it, but I can see your point.
Yeah, I mean, I also think, like, for example, do I have room in my head for, like, I watched the Manti Te'o documentary.
I did, too.
I didn't care for it.
Really?
I didn't like it.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I didn't love it. Did you love it, Bergman?
No, I was going to watch it the other night.
Person that catfished him got off too easy. I thought that was an incredibly cruel thing to do.
Yeah.
And the documentary, I think, was sympathetic towards that person.
Yes.
I'm not so sure that person shouldn't be in jail.
In jail?
Yeah. I mean, you can't catfish somebody and turn their life upside down like that. Without any,
what would the charge be?
Without any consequences, I don't know. That's a good question. I guess couldn't you? Is impersonation a crime? False impersonation, is that a thing, or am I just making that up?
False impersonation. I think you're making that up.
But, I mean, he clearly, this person that kept...
Oh, wait. Whoa. United States Penal Code, Section 529 PC, false impersonation.
Yeah. So, I would have liked to have seen some legal consequences
for the
person.
It's a criminal offense involving the use of someone else's name in order to cause harm to that other person or to improperly gain benefit.
So, I think that's the case here.
Yeah, that is definitely the case.
Even though I think he made up... This catfisher made up this person.
The whole identity,
used a girl he found on... The fascinating thing about the Manti Te'o doc to me was how they uncovered it.
Yes.
That they just started putting two and two together, and then somebody... They found the girl whose pictures they were using,
and
they went, okay, it's all fake.
Yep. All right, I think we're going to have a special guest on the show today.
Good.
Yeah.
Do we know who it is?
You got him?
Yep.
How did you get him?
Wasn't easy.
YellowPages.com.
Took me all weekend long to find Ray Rushel.
All right, so Bergman, you owe him money now, right?
No. I don't.
Think Jorge owes me money. Okay. Oh, look, Christopher Morales is in it. Sunglasses. Yeah, looking slick
on
as
a
usual.
Monday. Oh, it must be Million Dollar Monday if Chris is here.
Yeah, that's right. It's Million Dollar Monday. We got to talk that up. Million Dollar Monday. At some moment today, you're going to get a chance to call in. And by the way, they do these contests on other stations, and it's a national contest, and you're competing against stations everywhere. That's not the way it is here. Listen, all day today to play Million Dollar Monday, just for playing the game, you win a pair of tickets to see Rams-Cowboys, what a game, on October 9 at SoFi, and a chance at $1 million by picking the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. Your chance is coming up soon. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, let's go to caller number 7. It is Edgar Fernandez from Costa Mesa. Edgar, how are you, man?
Oh, great. I'm glad I got your I'm pumped. Hopefully I win this $1 million.
All right, awesome. Congratulations. You already have two tickets to see Rams-Cowboys on October 9 at SoFi Stadium, which is a great game. Now Edgar Fernandez from Costa Mesa. Give me the two Super Bowl teams and the final score.
Oh, we got to go Rams over the Bills 27-24.
All right, that's a good, solid prediction.
I like that.
And a much different game than we saw on opening night, so that would be great.
Congrats, Edgar. We'll see you at the Rams-Cowboys game.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, John. Thank you very much.
See ya.
Chris Morales always throws us these very complicated contest game things where there's music that plays at the beginning and music that plays at the end, and I always nail it, don't I?
Well, he makes it pretty easy. He just says, read this.
But I've never seen Chris Morales so depressed. He looks very depressed in the next room.
I disagree.
I'm not sure what's going on with him. Bergman, is something going on with Morales?
No. Seems fine.
Seems very depressed.
Seems normal to me.
A little tired. That's
very
okay.
Down. He seems very down. And a little pick me up.
Well, yeah, his show starts at 4.
Oh, that's right. He's just warming up for the afternoon
for
show.
For the show that matters.
Chidano and Cappy.
Yeah.
All right, so Keyshawn Johnson of the Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Morning Show. I have said over and over again, I can't believe somebody would hire Urban Meyer again after everything that's gone on. But Keyshawn apparently, his kid played in Nebraska, Keyshawn apparently has a plan to lure Urban Meyer to Nebraska. Here it is.
If I am Nebraska, though, I'm going to fly. I'm going to call his representatives and I'm going to say, hey, man, Kim, would you come and just meet with us? Just talk to us for a little bit. And then I'm going to not let him leave Lincoln, Nebraska, period.
Oh, just
he
lock him in a room.
As much money as I kept giving Scott Frost, I'm going to give him twice as much to come and coach the Cornhuskers. I don't care about all the other stuff. I'm the athletic department. I'm the athletic director. I have no morals. I just want to win. Urban Meyer's available, and he's a winner. I'm signing him up, period. My program has been they screwed up when they got rid of Mike Riley for Scott Frost to begin with. Coach Riley was headed in the right direction with the program, but he wasn't a Nebraska fit. You know, just his whole style was different. Mm-hmm. Mm. Urban Meyer, though, if they can get him, they should go get Warren Buffett and tell Warren Buffett give him whatever he wants.
So he says, forget the morality, just hire Urban Meyer.
I'm not even...
I think you're probably on that boat, aren't
no,
you?
No, I'm not even letting the morality part of it play into it. I'm with Keith. I don't care about that stuff.
No, I do.
But just based on performance, he normally peters out. He petered out at Florida. He petered out at Ohio State.
Generally get 5 years out of him.
He crashed in Jacksonville.
Right.
That was the disaster.
But he's right back on Big Noon Saturday.
Yeah, but that's Fox.
Yeah.
I mean, Fox was always going to give him a soft landing spot.
But if I'm Nebraska and I'm looking at it, I'm like, if you want to overlook all the morality stuff, and I'm sure a lot of people will, then I think Urban Meyer...
What morally do you object to?
Like that girl in the bar when they were supposed to fly back. And
so
he
you
didn't fly
you don't
back.
Like that he cheats on his wife?
No, I just don't like that when he's supposed to be on a team flight back to Jacksonville with his team,
right.
He stays over and goes to a dance party in Columbus. I don't care about and by the way, we don't even know if he slept with anybody other
right.
than his wife. So yeah, I just think there is something to be said for the success at Florida and Ohio State, but I don't think, and I never wanted him at USC, I don't think if I was a university, I would feel comfortable saying, yep, Urban Meyer, leader of men, teach these kids how to be men, all that stuff. I just don't think that works.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen. I know Keyshawn's putting it out there. My guess is Nebraska goes another way. They can't afford to screw this up. You know, they're just a program that's been circling the drain. I'm not so sure that Urban Meyer is the best available option. Are you?
Who is available?
I mean, well, you would go get somebody from another school. That's what LSU did.
Right. Nebraska used to be something with Tom Osborne. Are they big enough to lure?
Yes, because of what they would be willing to pay. So I'm not so sure. Like, I'll just give you a few examples.
Okay.
Would you rather have Urban Meyer or James Franklin, the Penn State coach?
Oh, I'd love James Franklin.
Would you rather have Dabo Swinney or Urban Meyer?
Dabo.
Okay. Would you rather have, and this one is, well, you're not getting Lincoln Riley, but you'd rather have Lincoln Riley than...
Of course.
I think if you look at programs like that,
But this, how about this? This is interesting. How about Mark Stoops at Kentucky?
I would rather have him than Urban.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a program builder.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You're saying he's just down the list of possibilities.
Regardless of the moral issues here.
Correct.
It just doesn't seem like that's it. By the way, since we're talking about moral issues.
Yeah.
This kind of broke on Friday and we didn't spend a lot of time on it.
Mm.
There has to be more to that M.A. Udoka story than we know, right?
Yeah, Matt Barnes came out and said it goes deep and it's ugly. Those are Matt Barnes' words.
Right.
And I guess he knows what happened.
Yeah, and I guess we have to, in this case, well, there's no other option if you're a fan. We have to trust that the Celtics have information that we don't.
Well...
And that they're doing anything. But it just does.
But what? Who are the answer? Like, do you really want to, if it is goes deep enough, do you really want to put Udoka in that position where everybody knows his private business and the woman and everybody knows her private business?
Well, a couple of things struck me as odd about the way this all went down. At the very end of the press conference with Wick Grosbeck and Brad Stevens,
mm-hmm.
They were up there for half an hour. And a reporter says, is Udoka the only one being punished here?
Mm.
Or is there additional punishment for others who were involved? And Grosbeck said, no, he's the only one.
Hmm.
Which, if it was consensual,
Yeah, but at some point they did say unwanted
and
advances, unwanted comments, something like that. There was something unwanted was there.
Right. Well, and depending how far down the rabbit hole you want to go, there may be more than one woman. It's being reported in some corners. But I found it odd that this was the punishment. This punishment's severe. A guy who just
I don't think he's ever going to coach again. For the Boston Celtics.
I don't. Maybe not anywhere.
Yeah.
It seems
fact that we don't know makes it seem worse. Like my imagination kind of runs away with me.
Completely agree
and I
with
start
you.
Thinking of that, and maybe they're doing a disservice to everybody by not making it transparent.
Yeah, and if I was Udoka, depending on what the facts are,
yep,
I'd be tempted to do like a sit down with somebody and go on camera and say I screwed up, you know, like a mea culpa press conference, just to try and save my career. Unless it's so bad
that
he doesn't want to face the questions.
I don't even want to mea culpa this thing.
Well, or he can't.
Yeah, or he can't. It's too bad to do it. Yeah.
But it just struck me as an extraordinary, I'm trying to think of the word, the punishment is so severe.
Must be awful.
It's probably career ending.
By the way, and if it's terrible, if it's terrible and I'm Udoka, I don't think I want it to come out. And I don't think Boston, human resources and all that stuff, can necessarily release details on private goings-on inside the organization between Udoka and whoever else.
Why? Do you think it's protected?
Yeah, I do. Don't you?
By company policy or by legal?
By human resources,
maybe
the HR department.
Maybe. I was just thinking that, like, if this was me or you, and it happened at ESPN, and I got involved in a consensual relationship with somebody, the question I would ask is, why am I the only one suffering consequences? Which makes me think there's way more to this than came out.
Yeah, I mean, the word unwanted gets used by the Boston Celtics. If the consensual relationship was launched after unwanted comments had been made by the Celtics head coach.
Yeah, until we know all the details, I'm with you. I think people are going to run with their own. It's the old line we always say, if you don't tell your story, people are going to tell it for you.
Right.
And I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, here. I think so too.
But I'm with you. I don't know if he comes back from this. I can't imagine a scenario where he comes back and coaches the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean,
and even today, Jaylen Brown, it was media day today for the Celtics, and Jaylen Brown came out and said, I wish we knew more details.
So they don't even know.
Yeah.
He
says it'd be easier to understand. But he goes, we just have to go with what they're doing.
By the way, Lakers media day today, we did not hear from Russell Westbrook, although Westbrook did talk. I guess he did go on Spectrum.
Yeah, and I think he did a podium thing, too.
And he did a podium
thing. He just never made his way to Travis and Sleep.
He didn't do Travis and Sleep, but he did do an interview with Woj that came out, I guess, yesterday.
Yeah, he said Woj went and sat down with him over the weekend.
Yeah, and he said, among other things, I need to just do my job, whether I'm wanted or not, doesn't really matter. I think the most important thing is that I show up for work and I do the job like I've always done it. Be professional, go out and play my ass off. I'm all in for whatever it takes for this team to win. I'm prepared for whatever comes my way.
I actually think that's a smart tact for Westbrook to take.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to show up and do my job.
What he's saying is, look, I know there's noise out there.
Yeah.
I know a lot of the fan base would probably like to see me traded.
Yes.
I know maybe even the Lakers would like to trade me. That's not where my head's at. I'm just going to go ball out. And I think that that's a smart professional tact for him.
Well, he's got to reinvent his game.
But now the hardest thing is he's got to play.
Yeah, he's got to reinvent his game. He's got to be focused on defense, like Darvin Ham says constantly. Every sentence involves the word defense. He's got to play defense. And on top of that, he was a 38% three-point shooter on corner threes. Maybe that's a way to successfully deploy Westbrook. But he's not the guy that he's not going to be relied on for the skills that he's always been counted on.
To take over the game by himself.
Correct.
Yeah, I think they're going to leave that to LeBron and AD. But, you know, we're going to have these preseason games, and then they're going to hit the ground running. They open the season at Golden State, and then 2 days later, their home opener here against the Clippers. So we're going to know right away what this looks like and the challenges that Darvin has and how Russ fits in.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to get answers sooner rather than later, which is exciting. It's good.
All right, coming up next for you, John, I want to tell you about something and then ask you if I'm being ageist.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that coming up. And then we got Bobcat. And then Bergman, were we successfully able to reach our special guest?
I texted him, but I have not received any.
Not received a text back.
All right, okay, Jorge, you don't have to pay up yet.
Trying like crazy. Trying like crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know that you didn't actually talk to him. I thought you spoke to him.
No, I just got his number.
Wow. Yeah.
Just stop it. Well. What do you mean? I got his number. That was the hard part. Yeah. He was in the book.
Are you sure he has? Are you sure he has a cell phone? Maybe he has one of those old.
On.
In his members only jacket. Maybe he has one of those brick phones, those Motorola phones,
the one with the wheel.
The one the paperweight.
All right, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so I have this conversation at home all the time. You know, there is a, for airline pilots, you can't fly after you're 55.
Okay.
There's an age limit. There are announcers now who I think are less than on top of their game. And this is an article from Bro Bible suggesting that Terry Bradshaw and Lee Corso, who's 87, wow, good for Lee Corso, shouldn't be on pregame shows anymore because they don't know enough or don't have it together enough. What do you think?
I think it's a fascinating topic because I will say this. When he got older, Chick Hearn made more mistakes than when he was younger.
Right.
But it was still Chick Hearn.
Yeah, right.
Vin Scully, when he got into his 80s,
yep,
made more mistakes than he made when he was in his 50s or 60s. But it was still Vin Scully.
Yep.
And for I always tell people that growing up in Los Angeles, I feel like I got to go to sportscaster school.
Mm-hmm.
Vin Scully did the Dodgers. Dick Enberg did the Angels. Chick Hearn did the Lakers, and Bob Miller did the Kings. All those guys worked well into their 70s. In Vin's case and Chick's case, into their 80s.
Right.
Did they lose something off their fastball? Absolutely.
But were they able to continue to call games and do it effective? Absolutely.
And these are pregame shows.
These are pregame shows, right.
They're throwaways. Nobody really lives and dies.
I don't know. Lee Corso, he puts the head on the
I still like that.
The mascot.
It still works for me.
I kind of think guys like this, and go back and talk about Dick Vitale, and go back and talk about Beano Cook.
Right.
At some point, your persona becomes so well known that you almost become like a mascot. Like Terry Bradshaw is kind of a mascot for the NFL. Lee Corso is an ambassador for college football. Beano Cook was that way. Dick Vitale that way for college basketball. I think in this particular world, in this particular scenario, I don't think there should be any sort of age limit. They may not be as sharp as they once were, but there's still something meaningful to win Terry's money and to watch Lee Corso put the head on.
And announcing in sports is subjective.
Yes.
I remember Tom Hofarth, back in the day, when he used to do columns ranking all the announcers in town, used to tell me that the feedback he would get from fans was, there were people that actually believed that Vin Scully was the worst announcer in town.
No!
I said, I had the exact same reaction you did.
That's unbelievable.
I say, he goes, yep. He goes, not many, but some. Like he would ask people to rank them. And so the reason you'll see Terry Bradshaw and Lee Corso and Beano Cook and these guys work until they're very, very old is there is a comfort level with those guys.
Right.
And people watch those shows. You know, Frank Gifford, Howard Cosell, all these guys, people used to get them off the air,
Oh, and it goes by
There is a comfort level that people don't realize.
It goes beyond that. I've always said that you've got to there's
Michael just texted me, says that you're 10 years off on the pilot thing. It's 65.
Oh, 65.
And Michael would know.
Michael would absolutely know,
because he wants to be a pilot.
Yes, he does.
He's too tall.
He's
they
too
won't
tall
let him.
And too old.
Yeah.
He's not eligible.
But if
pilot
he could,
anymore.
If he wasn't tall and wasn't old, he'd be a pilot.
There he is.
Yeah.
No, I think that there is a comfort. You said comfort level. You know, I always think great TV personalities, and this would include guys like Corso and Bradshaw. It also includes guys like Regis Philbin and guys.
Yeah, good example there.
Steve Edwards was that way for years at Channel 11, like a comfortable pair of slippers. That's what those guys are.
Yeah, who was the guy at Channel 5 who worked right up until he died? Hal Fishman.
Hal Fishman, exactly. Yeah. You rely on people like that. You rely on, I mean, I like those. Do you watch pregame shows?
No.
I don't either.
By the way, another reveal here.
Yeah.
I only watch Sunday Ticket. I don't even like watch regular games. Like, I'll watch the game tonight with Joe and Troy.
Yes.
Because it's the only game on. But I'll be at the Manning Cast by the end of the first quarter.
Will you?
Yeah.
See, I really like Joe and Troy.
I think the Manning Cast is a really good idea.
It is a great idea. And I think, by the way, Eli Manning, because of that sketch he did where he played the walk-on quarterback at Penn State, I think he's like runner-up funny to Peyton. He's actually very funny in that sketch. I don't know if you watched it or not, but he is funny as Chad Powers.
Yeah. Eli and Peyton are really self-deprecating and funny, and if you've never seen it, check it out tonight. You'd be a little bit. Hey, speaking of being funny.
Real fast, do you want to know who's on the Manning Cast?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So the first guest is Jimmy Johnson.
Nice.
Pretty good one. Pat McAfee is the second guest.
And is he going to wear sleeves or no sleeves?
No, he doesn't wear sleeves.
Okay.
That's not his thing.
Got it.
And then Tracy Morgan.
Oh!
That'll be good.
I did an interview with Tracy Morgan in New York that went completely off the rails.
Well, most of his do, right?
He's got no filter whatsoever. Oh, that'll be good tonight. So the Manning Cast includes Pat McAfee, Jimmy Johnson, and Tracy Morgan, who is
okay.
Just
Jorge,
so
did
damn
you
funny.
Put that sound in about the woman who got fired on TikTok?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so speaking of getting fired, since we're talking about, like, do you fire Terry Bradshaw?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
I wouldn't, by the
way.
No, I
wouldn't
keep
either.
All those
no, I love
guys.
All those guys.
This woman is, she reminds me of a younger you.
Wait a minute. What does that even mean?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
She feels like, and I learned this phrase from you.
Yeah.
If you don't post it, it didn't happen.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
It
yeah.
needs to be on the gram or on the TikTok
yep.
or in there. It didn't happen.
Yep.
So she's working for a tech company.
Yes.
Six-figure job.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got an early morning staff meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And something happens. She'll explain it. And she takes a TikTok video of it, and she sends it out. Now, the whole time, the meeting's going on.
Right.
So in the background of her TikTok, you can hear what's going on in the meeting.
Yes.
Now, nothing of substance went on in the meeting.
Okay. But it's all on TikTok?
It is. And because of it, they canned her. Here, she explains it here. This runs 1 minute and 15 seconds.
Okay.
All right. Here is her explaining. I want you to tell me at the end of this, did she deserve it?
Okay.
You've been in a position to hire people and
sure.
manage people. If this was one of your employees, would you have reprimanded her or even fired her?
Okay.
Let her explain it.
So I got fired. Yeah, my big six-figure remote tech job. Yeah, they canned me. And you guessed it. It was because of a TikTok. Last month I took a very quick video. I had forgotten to put my mug underneath my Keurig one morning, and so my coffee spilled all over the place. And I took a quick little sippet of the coffee everywhere. I turned around my face. I said, I hit stop recording and I uploaded, and I did not use my big giant brain to think about the fact that in the background of that video, you could hear my chief product officer talking because I was in a meeting. Yep. It was about 4:30 in the morning. I was in my weekly team stand-up meeting. They were having a conversation that had absolutely nothing to do with me, so I went off camera, took the 20-second video, and hit upload, and I did not think anything of it until the next day when I got called into a meeting with HR and my chief product officer, and they said, hey, somebody sent us this video, and we are immediately dismissing you from the company for gross negligence.
Okay, so she forgot to put a cup underneath the coffee dispenser. Thing. Coffee goes all over.
Yes.
She puts it on TikTok. In the background
yep.
is the chief product officer having a conversation in
but
this
meeting.
But
not saying anything of consequence.
Correct.
Right.
Would you have reprimanded that girl or even taken the step they did and fire her?
You know, I don't think I want an employee to be more focused on social media than their job.
I'm surprised. I thought you were going to stand up for her.
No. I mean, seriously.
Bergman, how about you?
No, that's ridiculous. What are you doing taking a TikTok in the middle of a meeting?
Like, wait a minute. You guys are all in agreement with Jorge. What about you?
Stupid.
Yeah, I'm with the guys.
Yeah, Boss Amanda.
Amanda, get on the mic.
Yeah. Amanda, this is a total no-brainer.
I thought all you Gen Xers were going to stand up for this girl. Amanda Brown, our PD, is here.
I would not have canned her.
Okay.
Because there was no, she just wasn't thinking in the moment, right? Like, the coffee spilled, and she's like, whatever.
I'm gonna put this on TikTok.
And then it's like, it's funny. I'm going to share it with people, right?
Yes.
Like, it wasn't like...
I'm an idiot. Here it goes.
Yeah, that's basically all it was, which is what a lot of people do nowadays. Like, whether you're on a meeting or not, if it didn't apply to her, I wouldn't fire her, but I would definitely write her up.
What if you were in the background of the video?
If I wasn't saying anything important,
you
I don't care.
You were berating Alan Sliwa. Let's say you're berating Alan Sliwa
what
in
was
the
I,
background
What would
of
I
this.
Be telling Sliwa?
You need to loosen up a little bit. Something like that. Which I think you've probably had that conversation.
Hey, Mace. We've had that conversation many times.
Yes. Hey, Mace.
Yes.
But I can't... I don't know
I'm shocked at your guys' reaction to this.
I think they probably, as Greg and I were saying in there, I think they probably wanted her gone or didn't like her.
I agree
with
you.
This was a way for them to use
I agree.
Get her out.
In other words, they wanted her gone anyway. Now they found a really good excuse.
Yeah, she gave them the rope to hoist her on her own petard.
You know what they do a lot? Yeah. A lot of the time, they go back and, this is at really big companies, when they say, oh, this guy's a real pain in the ass, we want to get rid of him, let's go back and look at his resume, and they find one thing on the resume that's not true. Like, maybe they didn't major in such and such.
Oh, yeah, and they go after.
And they go after him, and they use that as an excuse. Well, you lied on your resume, so we got to get rid of you. But you were a pain in the ass. That's why we went back and looked at your resume.
Yeah, I was surprised they fired her. I thought the punishment didn't fit the crime. So that very well may be what was happening.
I don't either. I feel like there's got to be more to the story.
All of our stories today, there needs to be more.
Yeah, Adoka, this girl.
There's a lot going on behind the scenes that's not out there. But
yeah, well, so Amanda wouldn't have fired her. You would have.
I would have. Yeah.
Wow.
I absolutely would have. I don't put.
You're a tyrant.
You just feel like what? You feel like she just wasn't paying attention when she should have been paying attention
Correct.
To the meeting.
And she shouldn't be showing her boss in the background of her TikTok video. I just think that's...
That's stupidity. That's I think it was, when stuff happens, right? Like, say you're in your house and something falls and breaks, right? You run to the other room and you're like, oh, crud. Like, you're not thinking about who's on the screen behind you, right?
Right.
And nowadays, everybody feels the need to share everything on social media, right? So they're taking videos of like, oh man, look what happened, and posting it, right? Not thinking of what else is going on.
Now,
I think
Ireland,
that's simply what it is.
Ireland accused me of being like her. Do you think I'm like her in terms of social media? I don't think I'm that bad on social media, as bad as John Ireland describes me.
Well, let me put it this way. Is there anyone here besides you and Cap who would put not one, but two naked pictures under a waterfall on their Instagram feed?
No one else would.
I don't think.
I think that girl would.
Think so. I think she
probably.
Would.
She wouldn't be thinking about it, right?
No, she would. Her boss would be in their background.
I think you and Cap are creepy.
Do you really?
Yes.
You really?
I think.
I don't think they're creepy. I just think they're.
I think their photos are weird.
No,
and
I think
odd
they.
And creepy.
I think I look very handsome in my last Instagram photo.
I think they value attention.
Oh, and it's starving
and
for
that,
attention.
Right, and that's what those pics are about.
I mean, I will acknowledge fully that I put a picture up this week that is
the
clearly
one?
A thirst trap.
And we accused you of that last week. You said, I'm not.
The one
that
in the jacuzzi?
Yeah, the one in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, and it was very up close. It was very
that's
much
a, good looking
a very
picture.
Close
good
selfie.
Looking picture of me. A lot of people asked if I had work. I've not had any work. I do look good.
No, you do look good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great shot.
You look great.
You know how many pictures I took to get one good one?
Tell us. I want to know. I want
to
know.
Took me a good half hour to find one that I was like, oh, yeah, that's the one to post.
I told you, I was sitting behind these four really cute. Lisa and Jack and I went to a Dodger game.
Yep.
And we're sitting behind these four cute 20-something girls.
Yes.
We had really good seats at the Dodger game. And they spent the first five innings.
Mm-hmm.
Taking pictures.
Taking pictures. Trying to get the perfect shot that you're talking about. Like, they would not sit down.
Right.
They just took probably 100 pictures and then found one that they liked and post. But the whole purpose of the night
was to take
was to get that one shot.
Get that one shot.
Which is how I picture you.
For the gram.
That's so obnoxious. Yeah, that's what you are. You're obnoxious with your photos.
Unbelievable. I do not do that many obnoxious photos.
I'm going to
only the
really
naked ones.
Close attention to your photos.
Come on.
Now.
Who else would post that after the Buffalo Bills loss?
By the way, that is an atrocious photo.
On purpose.
It almost looks Photoshopped. No, I know it's not.
You actually look like you had like dental work inside of, and one side of your cheek is
puffy. It does. You look like you had your wisdom teeth.
Yeah, it was worse. We lost to the Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's worse the same.
Wisdom teeth. All right.
All right. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, Boss Amanda, for the perspective from management. All right, coming up next for you, we are going to do a little Bobcat. Bergman's got a bunch of stuff to throw at us. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks, Chris and Amanda. And this is something that happened last week that we just didn't get to, and okay. I thought you guys would like to. Apparently, assistant coaches on the Arizona State football staff wanted Herm Edwards gone so badly that they were leaking information to opposing teams to get him fired, which is just insanity. What should the punishment for the assistant coaches be if they are found out who they are?
Well, first of all, if word leaks out who they are, they'll never get another coaching job.
Never again. Never again.
That is extraordinary. I mean, if
his own staff is filled with snakes and they're trying to run him out of the game, that's a rough scenario.
Like,
right,
I kind of felt like with that Robert Sarver thing going on in Phoenix, that secondary owner, the second guy who had was like working behind the scenes to get Sarver fired. That's one thing. But man, if they were literally like given the playbook to the opposing coaches,
right?
That's a violation of every ethical coaching thing I know.
Yes,
and I hope those guys get outed if they were doing that.
Yeah, I mean,
because it's not fair to the kids.
It's not fair to the kids. I mean, Herm, regardless, I think was out no matter what. I mean, the way the team has played and hasn't been a successful run. But to leak information to the opponents is just beyond the pale. So yeah, I hope it comes out who they are if that in fact did happen.
By the way, there's a lot of gambling on those games. That's also That's also like you're messing with people's livelihood.
Good point.
There.
Good point.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's inexcusable. I hope those names come out.
Bobcat.
All right, so some cool space news. Jupiter is now at its closest point to Earth.
Noticed it last night.
Since 1960. Shut your mouth. See, there's your lying that you were talking about that you don't do. Since 1963. And good thing we weren't on camera.
Yep. I checked.
And it won't be this close for another 107 years. Will you go out tonight and try and find it and see it? Or is that something that interests you? Seeing planets this up close?
Zero interest. I do not own a telescope. I will not be.
I will not
be looking for a telescope.
The idea is it's the closest it's ever been, so you don't need a telescope.
Well, if I notice it when I get out of my car, I'll say, "Hey, there's Jupiter." But no, I'm not a planetarium kind
of
guy.
I will take a photo of me looking at the sky and seeing Jupiter, and then put it on Instagram. How about that? No,
that's perfect.
I like some of that in the sky stuff. Like and now we've got a different moon every month. It's the harvest moon. It's the silver moon. It's the there's always
strawberry
a different moon.
When I was growing up,
we just the moon. We didn't have any of these other names for the moon.
No moons.
No moons.
Yeah, I'm like, John, if it's up there, I look at it. If not, then...
You're not going to get out your telescope?
I'm not going to buy one.
For little Maite, you're not going to get a telescope and say, look.
Hell no.
You won't see this for another 107 years, Maite.
Nah.
You'll never see this again for the rest of your life.
You can get an app Google on it. Your phone.
You know what? This reminds me of a story. So when I was a little kid, what year did we land on the moon? 68? Does that sound right?
It does. I think 69. I think you're 69. You're, you could be right. I don't know.
So it's 68 or 69. So my mom and dad were out of town. And 69. I would have been 69, so I would have been 4. And I remember very clearly my mom and dad were out of town when the lunar landing happened. Right. And the lady that was babysitting us sat us in front of the TV and said, look, we're walking on the moon right now. Can you believe? And so I have a distinct memory of us landing on the moon, even though I was only 4 years old, because Mrs. Demmerly said, you sit down and look at this because you'll never forget it.
Good for you, Mrs. Demmerly.
Way to go, Mrs. Demmerly.
That's impressive. You don't remember the guest from last week, but you remember Mrs.
Is whatever. That I remember the moon. Yeah. Well, it's a much bigger deal than last week's guests because I don't think we had it. We had McVeigh.
That's true. By the way, you can get an app on your phone so you can put your phone up to the sky and it'll tell you exactly where it is.
I know, yeah.
Which is actually pretty cool.
It actually is. The app on the phone, what is that called?
I don't know what it's called,
but you can. And you hold it up to the sky and it will tell you exactly what you're looking at.
Right.
You can also buy a star. Did you know that?
Yes, I knew. Yeah. I knew. Have you bought a star?
No, I'm just saying you can buy
International
a star.
Star Register.
Yeah, it's a nice gift.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how many trees?
When you can't think of anything good to give, give a star.
You know how many trees I have planted in my name in Israel right now?
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of them, yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you just go buy a pet rock?
Bobcat.
All right.
All right, so former Laker Josh Hart posted this on Twitter over the weekend. How long do you keep underwear?
Keep underwear.
Okay, I have a simple answer for this.
Okay.
Until it shows any sign whatsoever of fraying.
Yeah. Fraying.
Like tiny hole, fraying on the out. Right. If I get a hole in any part of the underwear, even if it's a like tiny pinhole, out. Any fraying, I don't want to be that guy that gets caught with holes in his underwear. All right. So that's
same here.
Yeah. So if it's frayed in any way, replace it.
Or if the elastic band looks like
that's
bacon.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the elastic band.
If it starts to crumple.
And it won't stay up and your underwear slides down.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No,
well,
nothing
worse.
It never gets that far with me.
The elastic band is terrible.
No, because it will fray before the elastic band will go out. I change my underwear yearly.
Congratulations.
Okay.
I do not.
Because I'm anal.
I have underwear from 78.
No, you don't.
No, not from 78.
Again,
from 87.
Lying. You want me to point it out?
Lying. I'm truthy on this show.
Bobcat.
Right, so, oh boy. Greg Popovich is not one to mince words, and at the Spurs media day today, he said, I probably shouldn't say this, and then he leaned into the mic and continued, said, nobody here, pause, should go to Vegas and bet on this team to win the championship. Couple of things.
Wow.
Can anyone else get away with saying this? And is this more realistic or just kind of a bit too much?
Veteran coaches who have been there for a long time can get away with this stuff. But that's about it. I remember John McKay, the old USC coach.
Sure.
At USC, he was winning 10 games every year, won a bunch of national championships. He goes to Tampa Bay to coach the expansion Buccaneers.
Right.
They gave him a bunch of money. And
didn't they go winless?
Yeah. 0-14. And they said, so he goes in for his post-game press conference, and they said, Coach, what do you think of your team's execution? And his answer was, oh, I'm in favor of it. I mean, that's kind of what Popovich said. Like, I wouldn't run out and bet on this team to win the championship.
And by the way, you can't, if he's sitting in front of one of those things that says FanDuel or DraftKings on it, you know, the way those backgrounds do.
Yeah. Right.
You should, I mean, it is a league where there is gambling now. I mean, that reference is totally cool, totally okay. I don't think anybody would do it other than Popovich. Popovich is big enough to pull it off, but I don't think anybody else would.
I mean, the Warriors are really good, but you think Kerr would do it? He seems like the type of guy that would say something.
Yeah,
yeah, Kerr would say.
Phil.
Yeah.
I could see Phil doing it.
Oh, yeah.
He's not in the league anymore.
But you got to be a veteran established
championship
coach.
You got to have championships under your belt to get away with that.
So Darvin Ham's not saying that.
Not yet.
Nope. After he wins the title this year, you can say.
Yep, not yet.
Exactly, exactly.
Bobcat.
All right, I don't know if you saw LeBron over the weekend post this, but he says, do I have college eligibility if I went to play another sport besides basketball? How does that rule work? Do you think he does have college?
Do you think we're like the NCAA? No, no, how the hell are we supposed to know how this works?
If you let the question finish.
All right, keep
relax.
Going.
Relax. Jeez, man.
I mean, I'm like, I don't know.
If he could, besides football, what other sport do you think he would go back and play? Like, J.R. Smith is playing golf.
Right. LeBron would be great at anything. Like, you couldn't stop him if he was spiking a volleyball.
No, but does he have eligibility is the question.
I don't know.
Could he go back to college and, like, play tight end or whatever?
I'm just basing it on J.R. Smith. But J.R. Smith.
What about Ray Rushel? 49-year-old college freshman at North Dakota State.
Yeah, he's just somebody that wants to go to college parties.
Sure, he does.
But
Actually, Gene Smith, the OSU, the Ohio State AD, said, if you never enrolled full-time in college and didn't compete in the sport that you want to play after high school graduation, you could have eligibility remaining. If you professionalize in one sport, you can still be considered an amateur in another.
So you you asked us a question that you already had the answer to just to try to trick us into not knowing something.
The question is about what you want him to play.
But you already knew the answer.
I didn't know it. I just read the rest of the story, and I found the answer. Yeah.
Let's go to break.
By the way, people are lining up, Mason, behind you on that girl on the TikTok.
That's for good reason.
This from Lisa. Ireland, yes, her firing was correct. I'm pretty sure she didn't read the policy and procedures. That's probably in everybody's contract. From Tech Holmes, I agree with the company. I would have let her go, too. I have a saying in the office, quote, if you're on the clock, you're off the TikTok. So he didn't like that she was doing TikTok. But everybody's working from home now.
Yeah, if you're at home. Now, she was not at home because her boss was behind her. Well, how was her boss behind her then?
It was 4:30 in the morning. She was on a Zoom call.
Oh, so it was a Zoom call.
The voice of her boss was going on behind. The chief product officer was explaining something, and it was going on in the background of her TikTok video that she posted, but she posted the video from her house.
Yeah, I mean, there are limits. I mean, and think about who that's coming from. There are limits to what you should do. Like, I don't think you should spend a lot of... Well, actually, we're the sort of the exception. Social media is good for us and
sports
what we
radio,
do.
Yeah.
But yeah, her in a business setting, I think probably not a good idea. Somebody, let's see, in the mafia, the app to see the planets is called Skyview. Skyview. So if you want to download that app, you can look at Jupiter.
I'm going to get it and go look at Jupiter.
Yeah. somebody says we should pull the clip that says, I haven't changed my underwear. That's John Ireland speaking.
Yeah.
Did Momo drop an F-bomb on Legacy last night?
I think she was telling a story about Kobe. And she paraphrased Kobe as dropping an F-bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Ramona comes off good in that thing.
I'm sure. Why? I don't know why not. All right. Don't forget, you can tweet Inside the Mafia. Just search for the Mason and Ireland Mafia in the community section, and I'm always on there and always tweeting. Coming up next for you, marijuana still can't get a fair shake, John. Marijuana
really?
Still cannot get a fair Yeah, I'll explain that coming up. Plus, Rams win. Raiders lose, Trojans win, all that stuff coming up. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.